You know, love can make people do crazy, crazy stuff. 26-year-old in England recently got dumped by her boyfriend, even though she had just gotten a tattoo of his name on her arm about a year ago.
Never do that.
Well, she took care of the tattoo. She cut the tattoo off and mailed him the skin.
Yuck.
She says doing it gave her closure. Actually, it gave you an opening in your skin. I got news for you. Her only regret is not being there to see his face when he received the old tattoo.
What
is wrong with people?
I don't know. Well, today is Valentine's Day. Did you know that?
I heard something about it.
So you either love it or you loathe it. And we're focusing on the second one, or at least I am, with these depressing facts for people who hate Valentine's Day. The Christian martyr St. Valentine was beheaded on February 14th for performing marriages in secret. Relationship problems are believed to play a role in 75% of suicide attempts. 10% of single people send flowers to themselves on Valentine's Day. More pregnancy tests are sold in March than any other month. The St. Valentine's Day Massacre is the name given to the murder of 7 mob members in Chicago on February 14th of 1929. And 46% of Americans will exchange Valentine's Day candy, while 67% of Americans are overweight or obese.
Now, some positive things about Valentine's Day. It's supposed to be about the big romantic gestures, but people always say it's the little things that matter the most. Here's 5 little things, 5 easy ways to say I love you. Shovel off their car on a snowy morning. Sneak a love note into their pocket. Save the last bite of dessert for them. Compliment them on something new that they haven't heard before. Or help out with a chore that you know they really don't like doing.
Hey, guess what? There are some romantic comedies in theaters this weekend. First movie, RoboCop. It's Joel Kinnaman from AMC's The Killing. He's your RoboCop for this remake. He plays Alex Murphy, a cop who's fatally wounded and brought back to life as a cyborg. That's rated PG-13. About Last Night with Kevin Hart and Michael Ealy, as well as Regina Hall and Joy Bryant. Kevin Hart and Michael Ealy star in this romantic comedy about two couples who end up in very different relationships. That one's rated R. Endless Love, Gabriella Wilde. She plays a rich girl who falls in love with the guy who takes her precious innocence, played by Alex Pettyfer. That one's rated PG-13. And Winter's Tale with Colin Farrell. He stars in this supernatural love story as a thief who falls in love with a dying heiress in the early 1900s. That one's rated PG-13 as well.
And a couple of facts to round out your stack of leftovers. Highlighters were originally yellow, so they wouldn't leave a shadow when a paper was Xeroxed. And bananas contain about 450 milligrams of potassium, and that potassium is about 0.01% radioactive. Now, you'd have to eat a lot. You'd have to manage to eat 150 trillion bananas in one sitting. You'd die from radiation poisoning. Oh, and you'd also explode, too. So there you go. That's your stack of leftovers. Brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.